from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top 6 at 6.
There you go.
Nice.
Really
like
good.
One voice.
And I didn't have my headphones on at the start, and then I rushed.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
You did yeah. So well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done, lot.
Polite clap.
Oh, well done. You did it. I mean, you did have to ask for that, but we gave it to you. Yeah. Coming in at number one on the top 6 at 6 this morning, Anthony Albanese has been slammed for spending more time relaxing at the Australian Open than he did on the ground in Alice Springs.
He's entitled to do stuff in his personal life.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge Australia-wide event. He went to Alice Springs. You could argue that he didn't have to.
That's
you
true.
Could argue
yeah.
That was a public relations exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of ways you can look at him going to Alice Springs. Mm. Maybe Alice Springs could sort their own shit out as well.
Well, there's some ongoing...
Has that occurred to anyone?
Ongoing challenges in Alice Springs.
I mean, if we're having an Alice Springs chat...
Mm.
Anyone on the ground pull their finger out there by any chance? None of this is new. It didn't start last week.
No, it's been going on for a while.
Decades.
Mm. Yeah, it's in a bad way.
Yeah. A lot of people trying to get out of Alice at the moment who live there.
Mm. Yeah. I would be too.
Mm.
Still some good businesses there you could run.
Yes.
Coming in at number two, a court has heard how former Australian cricket star Stuart McGill was drunk when he allegedly screamed obscenities at his best friend's ex-fiancée before he intimidated her at a pub. Some fruity language. The C-bomb.
Oh,
C-bomb twice.
Variations of the C-bomb.
Yeah. Yes.
Like adding a Y to the end of it.
Yeah, a Y and then just
fun,
just a C-bomb.
Just fun stuff.
Oh, like crispy crisp.
Yeah, crispy
correct.
Crisp.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then like barring her. These are all allegations,
of
mind
course.
You. Let's
yeah,
be very
are.
Clear about that.
Yeah.
Blocking her way into another venue.
Yeah.
Telling her that he was going to take her down. This is all on behalf of his mate.
So this was after they'd split up and he bumped into her out and was like...
Yeah, they saw her on the street.
I'm going to give you a piece of my mind.
I believe that's what's happened.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Stuart McGill, The Journey. There's a mini-series in it.
Oh. Yeah, you reckon?
Shane Jacobson. it hit me like a ton of bricks. Shane Jacobson.
Revelation.
Stuart. And we can't understand why Stuart's got a slight speech impediment. Because he's always doing Kenny. Because Stuart was a big Kenny fan.
There is a Warnie series coming out soon.
Yeah, but the family is not.
I don't think they're
happy
into
with
it.
That.
No. Eddie Perfect playing Warnie?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I actually don't know who is playing Warnie. I've seen the ad, it's just the back of his head.
It'll all be revealed.
Well, that's a good ad.
Yeah.
Alex Williams.
Alex Williams. Oh, the comedian Alex Williams.
No, I don't think so.
Williamson, I think you're thinking.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Alex Williams. Let's have a look at him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's played Julian Assange.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah, rightio. Good luck. Number three, Collingwood has officially announced Craig Kelly as the club's chief executive officer. Craig played 122 games for the Magpies between 89 and 96, including the drought-breaking 1990 premiership. He's a very successful businessman, Craig Kelly. He's a huge talent agency.
TLA. So
that's right, yeah.
Like 300 players and associated people with the AFL on his books.
So he's not a part of that anymore. Is that
I'm assuming he'll still be a part of that. He wouldn't have to give that up, would he?
It's a bit of a conflict because that company manages his son, who is on Collingwood's list, as well as most of the coaching staff, including Craig McRae.
Yeah, it is a conflict, isn't it? I wonder what he'll have to do.
Mm.
Mm. Coming in at number four, police are on the hunt after a jewellery store employee in Dandenong was bound and held at knife point while two men stole more than $2 million in cash and gold jewellery from his workplace. It's a good old-fashioned heist.
Mm.
You don't see a lot of them anymore, do you?
No. Big heist, $2 million worth.
$2 million. Look for two drunk guys out in Dandenong celebrating.
It could be anyone, really.
I might have won the pokies.
Yeah.
Could be. Number five, WWE legend Kurt Angle has revealed Hulk Hogan can no longer feel his legs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's happening to Hulk?
He had back surgery, I think.
But this is just from him, like from this Kurt person.
From Kurt.
None of it's from Hulk.
It's Hulk. Kurt person.
15 seconds.
Oh, my God. Vale. NASA plans to retire the International Space Station by 2031, crashing it into the Pacific Ocean.
Jeez, that sounds fun.
Jeez. Waste of money.
Top 6 at 6.
What's on the back page? Ba-ba-ba-ba. Time for your sporting news now. The wide world of Will. William, what is happening?
Thank you, Troy. Steve Smith has become the third man to win the Allan Border Medal on four occasions. Mm. Do you know who the other two might be?
Michael Clark.
Correct.
And...
Big one. Big name.
Well, it's going to be a big name.
Punter. David Warner was named the One Day International Player of the Year for a third time.
David Warner?
He was.
Was he there? Because I thought he wasn't going to go because he was so tired.
He is a bit exhausted.
Oh, so he did go, did he?
Khawaja was named the Men's Test Player of the Year.
Candice must be short. Because it appears as though David's taller than her.
And Marcus Stoinis was named the T20 International Player of the Year. Beth Mooney, the winner of the Belinda Clark Award ahead of Meg Lanning and Talia McGrath, a stunning year of Australian women's cricket, winning the Ashes, an undefeated World Cup campaign, and the Commonwealth Games gold medal as well. So
and
well
a World Cup out here when? Soon.
Yeah.
Like really soon.
As in the...
In this country, isn't there, for the women?
There's a women's FIFA World Cup in this country.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of, soccer.
AFL News, Jeff Walsh has resigned as St Kilda's football boss just 3 months after accepting the job in November. So he cited family reasons. He'll finish at the end of the week. They had that reshuffle with Ross Lyon coming to the club and then Jeff Walsh. Unfortunately, the personal reasons, he's stepping down.
But did he get there before Ross Lyon or after Ross Lyon?
After, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
He's had a fantastic football career.
He has. He's been at many clubs.
He was at North for a long time.
Yeah. And Collingwood, as we said before.
Well, he came into North as part of that process to remove Noble as well.
And to find a new coach.
Mm.
Mm. Collingwood has announced Craig Kelly as the club's new CEO. Jeff Brown, the new president, of course, says that Craig Kelly's an extremely well-rounded professional, highly respected person. He commences on February 20. Graham Wright has been working as the interim CEO since the departure of Mark Anderson. Kelly says he wants to make the club a juggernaut again, which would make Collingwood fans very excited.
They had a great year last year.
They did. Craig McRae on the TLA agency books, which is the player management agency that Kelly founded. So,
yeah, I wonder what's going
to happen. A little bit of an interesting conflict there. Whether it will
end up negotiating with himself.
Yeah. It could end up benefiting the club, getting hints of trade wins throughout the AFL and benefiting on those fronts.
He doesn't strike me as a bloke who'd do many favours, Craig Kelly.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, you don't have the success that he's had in life because you're a soft touch.
Yeah, there's an article from John Ralph suggesting that he's got a bit of an explosive temper and some interesting language in the Herald Sun this morning about Craig Kelly, but I think it'll be a good move for Collingwood.
Okay.
And in the NFL, the Super Bowl has been confirmed. Philadelphia smashing our San Francisco 49ers yesterday, 31-7. The Chiefs then won a thriller after that against the Bengals, 23-20. Mm-hmm. It came down to the final seconds. Scores were tied. Unbelievable rivalry between these two clubs. Then Joseph Osai from the Bengals was roughing the pass of Patrick Mahomes, and Mahomes had run out of bounds, and then he was shoved. That's a roughing the passer penalty.
Penalty.
And then it got the Chiefs into field goal range. It bought them about 10 or 15 extra yards they needed to get the kick over the post.
45 out he was.
And then teammate Jermaine Pratt was visibly upset after the field goal went through, cost them the Super Bowl opportunity, and he had a spray at his teammate.
Oh, nothing!
Glad that was beeped.
Yeah.
What do you say? You're not allowed to touch a quarterback.
Why the F would you touch the quarterback?
Yeah.
A rough couple of days for Joseph Osai.
Don't touch the quarterback.
No. Not when the play's dead. Yeah. So the Super Bowl now, Kansas City Chiefs, the 2019 champs, will be playing the Philadelphia Eagles, who won in 2017. Brothers Travis and Jason Kelce, the first brothers to play each other in a Super Bowl, which is an interesting stat.
This is fantastic. Yeah.
Potentially two Aussies will play in this Super Bowl. We've only had two in history. Last year, Mitch Wishnowsky for the 49ers, and then Ben Graham, former Collingwood, Geelong captain, sorry.
First guy.
In 2009 for Arizona. Jesse Williams won a ring for the Seahawks, but he didn't play in the actual game. So former St Kilda player Aaron Sipos is hoping to overcome an ankle injury, which has seen him out since December 11.
Oh,
but there's
okay.
been some shaky performances from his replacement punter for Philly. So it looks like if he can overcome the injury in time, he will play. As will Jordan Mailata, the offensive tackle. He was a former fringe NRL player for the South Sydney Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Played a bit of Toyota Cup stuff for the NRL.
Perfect.
And now he has only started playing the sport 5 years ago and he's an integral player for Philly. Mm. And he was asked about the first time he heard about a Super Bowl.
I first heard of the Super Bowl when Beyonce was performing at a halftime show. So shout out to Beyonce. And that's about it, man. I can't remember how long ago that was, but that's probably the first time I heard about a Super Bowl.
You just coughed coffee out your actual nose.
Shout out to Beyonce.
I mean, you don't expect a shout out to
no.
Beyonce.
No.
That is the back page.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.